Hi, it's Bob Linden with special coverage of World Vegetarian Day, the weekend celebration at Golden Gate Park. Come on down today. We're happening until 6 o'clock, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. It's at the County Fair Building, 9th and Lincoln. And our special coverage is made possible by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Visit PETA.org. Also, Primal Strips. You can have your jerky, but it's vegan jerky, and you'll enjoy it. Don't have a cow. Have Primal Stick and Primal Strips. Go to PrimalSpiritFoods.com. And also Vegan Essentials, your vegan online superstore. Check it out, VeganEssentials.com, for personal care, companion animal care, household care. Check it out, clothing, food. And we're down here today. Who says that vegans are wimps? We're great athletes. And we have from the Organic Athlete, we have Robert Cheek and Bradley Saul. And what are you guys doing down here? Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks. I'm down here. This is my second year. I'm speaking again at the World Vegetarian Day Festival, talking about thriving on a plant-based diet, talking about there's a difference between just getting by and thriving. And that's something that I learned when I first became vegetarian, you know, 13 years ago. I was doing it one way that wasn't really working very well because I wasn't eating a lot of high-quality foods. And so I've learned over time to adapt that and really thrive, which allows me to run vegan bodybuilding and fitness, which is what I do now.
Right, a vegan bodybuilder. Come down and see Robert. See how healthy vegans can be. Yeah, definitely. When are you speaking and where?
I'm speaking here at the Garden Room at 5:15 p.m. Saturday, so a few hours from now.
Yeah, that's today, so come on down. 9th and Lincoln. Bradley Saul, Organic Athlete. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Organic Athlete is a nonprofit organization that educates people about plant-based living through sports, trying to get more people active and involved in a vegan diet. And here at the Vegetarian Day, today we did a run walk at 11 o'clock, and tomorrow we're doing a bike ride. At noon, we're meeting in front of the County Fair Building here, and we're just going to do a leisurely cruiser ride and around the park.
Great. And vegans are winning the most grueling athletic competitions out there these days, right?
Yeah. Organic Athlete has what we call our pro activist team, and we have professional and vegan athletes, including Robert, of all different sports, and they're quite successful athletes.
Is there a website?
Yeah, organicathlete.org.
Organicathlete.org. Check it out. Go vegan and become a better athlete. I'm Bob Linden, and our regular show, Go Vegan with Bob Linden, will start airing again next Sunday. That'll be the regular time, Sundays at 2 p.m. on Green 960. That's Green 960 online and radio. And archives and podcasts, and to make a donation, please, we have to buy the airtime. So go to the website. It's goveganradio.com, goveganradio.com. And we'll be back. We'll be talking more from the celebration down here. See you here at Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln. Come on down. Okay, it's Bob Linden down here at Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln, for the World Vegetarian Day celebration, the weekend celebration going on till 6 o'clock today, a great vegan dinner tonight. You can have it raw or cooked, very delicious. Check out the website, sfvs.org, for the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, and we hope to see you down here. Come on down, get one of my bumper stickers, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. That's what I have going here, but I'm at a more intricate booth, Action for Animals, and the president of Action for Animals, Dave Bimal, from Seattle. We're on KPTK AM 1090 in Seattle Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, and we're on Green 960 today in San Francisco, inviting people to come down. Tell us about Action for Animals and your booth here, Dave.
Well, Action for Animals is primarily a vegan outreach and advocacy organization. We focus mostly on farmed animals because, as I'm sure you know, Bob, 97% of all animals that are killed for all purposes are killed for meat, dairy, and eggs, or farmed animals. So that's what we focus on. So we're offering people information on vegan eating and how they can live healthier, how they can live in a way that saves 100 animals a year, which is basically by being vegan, not eating animals. And then we have some merchandise and stickers and shirts also.
So if you're vegan for 40 years, then you've saved 4,000 animals, right? So, time to get started.
Yeah, so, plus the animals that are saved by the environmental destruction that's not occurring, because it's very, very anti-green to eat meat. It's very green to be vegan, and I'm sure there's a lot of animals that are killed that way also. So it's definitely, it's more than just the animals that are killed on factory farms or the slaughterhouse. It's also all the fish that die in the dead zone.
The habitat that's destroyed.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a disaster.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of great t-shirts here, bumper stickers, buttons. So this is the merchandise area, basically. Great vegan t-shirts. And we have about 30 seconds. What are the highlights of what you would sell here?
Well, you know, we have a lot of different slogans. I mean, we have Real Men Are Kind to Animals. We have, you know, I don't know if I can say that with the arches.
No, Mick, and then it would be bleeped. No, a McDonald's, a Mick. Well, come down and see the shirt yourself.
We do have McMurder and McDeath buttons.
Okay.
So we do have that. You know, sports your right to arm bears, things like that, you know.
Sure.
It's a great variety of t-shirts and bumper stickers and buttons and information on why you should go vegan. And special coverage on Green 960 today of the celebration at Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln, is sponsored by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Also, Primal Strips. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com. And Vegan Essentials, your online vegan superstore at VeganEssentials.com. And for archives and podcasts and to make a donation so that Go Vegan with Bob Linden can be on Green 960 regularly every week, make your donation at GoVeganRadio.com. That's GoVeganRadio.com. Well, hi again. It's Bob Linden down at the World Vegetarian Day celebration at Golden Gate Park, happening all weekend long. Children's activities going on here. Great speakers tomorrow, too. Howard Lyman, late afternoon, 4 p.m. John Robbins, 1:30 in the afternoon. It's all happening down here. And great vendors, too. I mean, you think if you go vegan, you have to give up ice cream or all your comfort foods. We're here. Thomas Belli is with Maggie Mudd in San Francisco. So what do you have going here, Thomas?
Well, currently we have our ice cream stand set up here at this beautiful event in Golden Gate Park. And we have 3 coconut flavors today and I guess 3 soy milk flavors, I presume. But they're all yummy and scrumptious.
And they're all vegan. Vegan ice cream, so we don't have to do without. And another major company in the natural food scene, Wildwood. We have Bradley Tomko with us, the Western sales manager. And what do you have here for the folks today, then, Brett?
Hello, everybody. At the Wildwood booth, you'll be able to get an assortment of a lot of those products that we've been known for 30 years now, and a lot of some new ones as well. We've got our famous world number one baked tofu, various flavors that we're sampling out. We've also got our organic soy yogurt. As well, we have a probiotic soy milk and regular soy milk, vanilla flavored.
So we have soy milk, we have ice cream, we have yogurt.
No ice cream yet. We're just refrigerated right now.
Right. Well, we'll have to come to Maggie Mudd's for the ice cream, but for you, the yogurt, you're known for the soy milk.
Yeah.
And
we're trying to innovate more and pretty much stay ahead of the curve. This year, we're going to launch, we've already have extensive probiotic products with our yogurt, which is made in our exclusive soy yogurt plant.
What's your website?
Website is wildwoodfoods.com.
Okay, come down, see Wildwood down here. Check out the yogurt. Check out the soy milk, the ice cream at Maggie Mudd's. Come down, and this special coverage on Green 960 is brought to you by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Visit PETA.org. Also by Primal Spirit Foods. Hey, you want jerky but without the cow? Check it out. Primal Stick and Primal Strips and Vegan Essentials. Go to Vegan Essentials. Essentials.com, your vegan superstore. Thanks to Follow Your Heart, makers of Veginaise, also vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt, so you can have pizza, you can have nachos, everything that you enjoy. And visit the website. It's GoVeganRadio.com for archives and podcasts of the show we did live here earlier today. It's at the website, GoVeganRadio.com. Greetings, welcome. Bienvenidos, hola, aloha. Ni hao, namaste, bonjour, buongiorno, konnichiwa, guten tag, sawadee karup, half a day, salam, shalom, peace, now, go vegan, peace, how, go vegan. Well, from the left coast of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Kill, Vivisection Prison, Kilitary Industrial Corporation in the one party, post-constitutional, cheese-covered, bankrupt, bribocratic corruptocracy of the United States of Listeria, This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, a special edition today, broadcasting live from the County Fair Building, Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln. It's the 9th annual World Vegetarian Day weekend celebration, and it's presented by the San Francisco Vegetarian Society and In Defense of Animals, the website sfvs.org. And I'm Bob Linden, animal liberation media infiltrator, inviting you down for the festivities, as this is, it's great to be back on the air on Green 960 also after a brief hiatus. And as of next week, next Sunday, we'll have our regular time of 2 p.m. But it's great after our hiatus to come back and be on the air on Green 960. This, as you will, if you haven't heard the show before, you'll find that this is the most important program in radio. And today, it's the most important event you can ever attend. So, did the bailout go through? Everything? No. I'm talking about the really important bailout. And that's, you know, Mother Earth needs a bailout. That's really who's in trouble here. I mean, more important than the debunkers who got their $700 billion reward for failure. Holy cow. You know, oh, there were no signs of financial distress, like sending $12 billion a month away to Iraq Nam, huh? So the same greedy gluttony of the banks is the same greedy gluttony of meat, causing the collapse, you know, more than the bankers, you know, I mean, so often they bank on animal exploitation anyway, but I keep thinking, so what? What if it all collapses? Then maybe we'll all go vegan, we'll go local, we'll go green, we'll go organic. Mother Earth does need a bailout, and not from the United States cons Greece. This bailout has to come from you. Yes, from you. What's the matter is meat is the matter. And it's time we bail out Mother Nature by confronting the most destructive forces against her, meat and dairy. It's time to get real. I mean, everything else is really just a distraction. I don't know if you're aware of what's going on with information regarding global warming, but you know, the United Nations International Panel on Climate Change says the most effective thing that we can do immediately is worldwide movement toward veganism. And I guess it recognizes how addicted people are to meat, though, too, in that it says, well, start with just one day of eating, of going meat-free. And oddly enough, let's see here. I had the information from the panel there. Oh, we have papers all over the place here today. And by the way, special coverage of World Vegetarian Day weekend celebration here at Golden Gate Park, 9th and Lincoln, is made possible by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Go to PETA.org. Ingrid Newkirk has a new book out, and it's called One Can Make a Difference. And we ask that that you make a difference, too. Golly gee, we are optimistic. We're vegans. We're perkier than Sarah Palin is. You know, we're optimistic. We look to the future. We believe everyone will come around, and there will be a vegan world. So, you know, we do need to look at the bright side. And I like to look at the bright side. Actually, when I saw the collapse of the stock market, I just did, you know, one bright note from the Associated Press. Meat stocks dive deeper than Dow. So on Wall Street's biggest one-day drop ever, Janie Gabbett wrote, stocks of major protein producers like Smithfield, Pilgrim's Pride, and Tyson's fell even further. The Dow plummeted 7%, but Pilgrim's Pride fell over 21%. Smithfield Foods fell 16%, and Tyson Foods fell over 11%. So, you know, there's something to be grateful about, that we take notice here. And they call them protein producers, too, by the way. Read T. Colin Campbell's book, The China Study, and you will see that animal protein causes about 80% of fatal degenerative disease in our society. So it's all out here today. We're having a great celebration, and I'd like you to come down. Dixie, where's Dixie? Dixie, yes, okay. So Dixie May is the president of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society, and we're down here at 9th and Lincoln. If it's indoors, so if it's raining, come on down. It's an indoor event. Actually, there's an outdoor plaza that we could go out to too when the weather's nice. So Dixie, it's the 9th annual.
Thank you. This is our 9th annual, and it's bigger and better. We have over 70 vendors, half of them are vegan food vendors, and they're also giving out samples, so you can buy something if you're really hungry, or you can just nibble on some of our wonderful samples and get a taste of what vegan food can taste like. So oftentimes people think that it's not going to be very good. They just don't realize how good it is, good tasting, and good for you besides. So thanks, Bob, for being here today.
Okay, and Dixie, you've been president for almost 40 years of the San Francisco Vegetarian.
Well, not 40 years, but I've been involved with the San Francisco Vegetarian Society 39 of its 40 years. This is its 40th year anniversary. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing, promoting a plant-based diet for all those years. And so we've culminating now into a wonderful weekend of festivities.
Right, and people should come on down, and we're right, you know, it's 9th and Lincoln, so mass transportation, you know.
It's actually called the San Francisco County Fair Building, and it's right next door to the Arboretum. So, and the De Young Museum is on the same street. So.
Yeah, it's 9th and Lincoln. You can take the Muni 6, 16, 43, 44, 66, 71, or the N Judah to get down here. Also, our special coverage today is being made possible by Primal Strip. So if you, you know, you want to have jerky, but you don't want to have a cow, come on down here. Totally vegan. Go to primalspiritfoods.com. I have free samples. Come over to my table, Go Vegan Radio. I'm here today. I'm emceeing the event. It's an honor to do this year after year. Even with all the complaints that come in, they keep inviting me back, and it's great to be here. Go to sfvs.org for more information on the event. We have great speakers coming up today and tomorrow. John Robbins tomorrow. You know him from John Robbins is tomorrow, and Dr. Milton Mills, who's been on my show. Steve Blake's been on my show. Dr. Will Tuttle talks today. He'll be coming up shortly. Colleen Patrick Goudreau's here you are. Okay. How are you, Colleen?
I'm very well. How are you, Bob?
Good to have you
today.
It's
great to be here.
Yeah. So you're going to be talking shortly, in just a few minutes.
Very shortly. The title of my talk is No Sacrifice, honoring your values and honoring tradition at the same time around the holidays. We tend to have a notion that you can't honor tradition and honor your values of compassion at the same time, and I think that's not true, and that's what I'll be talking about.
Okay. And you have a book and a website.
I do. My organization is Compassionate Cooks, and CompassionateCooks.com is the website. And my cookbook, the first cookbook I did, is The Joy of Vegan Baking. Mm-hmm.
And you'll be speaking here...
At 12:15.
12:15. So come on down and see Colleen. Great to have you here again. Okay. And the reason that this event is so important, I don't know if you're following global warming. You have Al Gore, who's certainly let us all know about the problem, but doesn't let us know about the solution. I don't know. He won the Nobel Peace Prize, but I think it's more of the No-Tell Please Prize, because he doesn't give us the solution, and that's what this program is all about, and we are reaching tipping points. There was a September 25th Associated Press article by Seth Borenstein, Global Warming Pollution Increases 3%. Let me get a time check here. Worldwide, 16. It's 16 after? Okay, another couple minutes and we'll go to our break. Global warming pollution, Yeah, global warming pollution increases 3%. Worldwide human-made carbon dioxide jumped 3% last year. That's worse than the worst-case scenario forecast by a group of Nobel Prize-winning scientists in 2007. They won the Nobel Prize, Al Gore, the No-Tell Please Prize. Who's number one in carbon dioxide emissions? USA, USA. No, China passed the USA as the number one carbon polluter in 2006, but the USA is still number one as the per capita carbon polluter. Worldwide, humans spewed 9.34 billion tons of carbon into the environment, with the USA responsible for 1.75 billion tons. Greg Marlin, senior staff scientist at the U.S. Department of Energy, Oak Ridge National Laboratory, thought emissions would drop because of the economic downturn. Wrong. Quote, if we're going to do something about reducing emissions, it's got to be different from what we're doing now. And Ben Santer, an atmospheric scientist at Lawrence Livermore National Lab, said it was, quote, kind of scary that worldwide emissions growth is beyond the highest predictions of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. The UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change warns that a temperature increase of 3.2 to 9.7 degrees Fahrenheit would lead to environmental catastrophe, massive flooding, crop failure, starvation, global conflict. With the current trends, the temperature increase looks more like 11 degrees by century's end. And recently, Arctic scientists announced that melting permafrost is releasing millions of tons of methane, which is 23 times more deadly than carbon. You know, the main source of methane, cows. Cows, yes, pollution. The hamburger that you eat is destroying the earth and destroying you. Isn't it amazing that kindness to animals is the key? We stop eating them, we don't get the major diseases, heart disease, cancer, stroke. We save the environment. We're in a second year of a drought in California, and a vegan requires 10,000 gallons of water to grow his or her food in a year, and a meat eater requires 320,000 gallons. So 32 of me can be fed to one meat eater. This is the day we invite you to come down, to go vegan, to see what it's about. We have the best food, and we'll continue. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and sponsored in part by Vegan Essentials, the online superstore. Check it out. VeganEssentials.com, making this possible. Everything there from personal care to companion animal care, household care. And we do have to pay for the program. We're back on the air, and it's $600 a week just in San Francisco. So please help us. You can make a donation online at GoVeganRadio.com or make your check payable to Go Vegan Radio and mail it to P.O. Box 475-414, San Francisco, California, 94147, the most progressive city in America. Let's ban meat. Let's start that campaign. Okay, we'll come back on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
I'm a vegan because meat hurts animals.
Yes, indeed. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Listening to Mike Malloy, I think he's my favorite on-air personality. So I must be my second favorite now. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The website is goveganradio.com. Programs are archived there, podcast available. So definitely check that out. And, my show's going to start with Nova M's flagship station. That's Nova M, where Randy Rhodes has gone, and Mike Malloy, starting with Nova M next weekend, the weekend of the 11th and 12th, when my regular show on Green 960 moves to Sundays at 2 p.m. For nearly 30 years, PETA has been fighting on behalf of animals and factory farms and laboratories, in the clothing trade and the entertainment industry, as well as protecting wildlife and companion animals. PETA works in many different ways, including media outreach, undercover investigations, celebrity involvement, and attention-grabbing demonstrations. But PETA doesn't do it alone. It depends on the support of people just like you, and there are plenty of ways to get involved. One thing that everybody can do is adopt a vegetarian, vegan diet. On this program, the word vegetarian means vegan. We don't give you the excuse. You can't can't be a pesco, lacto, ovo vegetarian, have a cheese omelet and a glass of milk. What are you accomplishing? There's still the animal suffering and the risk to your health and the environmental devastation. So what am I, a bovino vegan? I just eat steak? No, we're talking about being vegan here. Adopting a vegetarian diet is so important. You'd be improving your health and protecting the environment as well. You can get a free vegetarian starter kit filled with lots of information and tips and recipes to get you started. Go to goveg.com or call 888-VEG-FOOD to learn more about the ways that you can take action to help animals. See the website, PETA.org. That's PETA.org. And I want to thank Follow Your Heart for making this program possible also. Follow Your Heart, makers of Veginase. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I can't go vegan because I can't give up mayonnaise. Well, you have Veginase from Follow Your Heart. You have vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. So, yes, vegans can have pizza. They can have nachos. They melt. And also new from Follow Your Heart, the vegan gourmet cream cheese and sour cream alternatives. So go to followyourheart.com, followyourheart.com. Come see me today here. We're live. I'm emceeing the event. It's World Vegetarian Day weekend, the celebration going on at Golden Gate Park, the County Fair Building, 9th and Lincoln. Come on down. I have my bumper sticker. You can, any donation of $20, huh? You can have a bumper sticker. The bumper sticker is Eat Republicans, not animals. Eat Republicans, not animals. And again, that is not a political endorsement. It is merely a dietary suggestion, okay? So it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Wonderful speakers happening at the event here. Aside from reasons you might have to go vegan, you don't appreciate the animal suffering. Here we are. We're on a progressive radio station and a progressive audience. We're against torture, but what do we eat three times a day? We eat tortured murder victims. Every slaughterhouse is Abu Ghraib, is Guantanamo. It's a concentration camp. And we're against torture. Let's get it off our plates. We're against violence. Let's get it off our plates. So save the animals. Go vegan. Save the environment and global warming and deforestation and your health, your family's health. If you're looking to lose weight, well, you may want to head down here. We have Dr. Leslie Van Romer, who's going to be speaking today. And how are you, Leslie?
Excellent, Bob. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. And what is your discussion going to be?
The name of my talk is Getting Into Your Pants in 90 Days or Less. So it's a way to lose weight at the same time learning how to eat better and better. And there's three rules: add, stop, and wiggle.
Add, stop, and wiggle?
Yes.
Okay, I do that every morning as my normal regimen, but okay.
Add, stop, and wiggle, so that means add the best food for you first. And the best food for us is fruits and vegetables. And if you're ever confused about that, you just ask yourself one question. What are the foods that prevent cancer? Fruits and vegetables. So what you do is just add those first and fill up on those, and then eat other foods if you choose to do so. But add the best food for you first. They also give you the most nutrition for the calorie buck. And the second rule is stop. So stop eating when your brain tells you you're full, and that's before your stomach begs for mercy. So that's the hardest rule, but the more fruits and vegetables you eat, the better you eat, then your brain shuts off automatically because fruits and vegetables satisfy the hunger drive. And so the third, that's the hardest one, but you just work with it, and it takes time, but you just become conscious and aware. But the third rule is wiggle. And what do you think that means, Bob?
Exercise?
No, this is a trick question. Try again.
Wiggle. What would wiggle mean in terms of a health regimen?
Wiggle?
Exercise.
Okay, so that's two. Okay, so it's not.
No, wiggle means wiggle room. That means if you're a mere mortal on the planet, give yourself some wiggle room. In other words, you might not be able to do something 100%. You might not be able to be 100% vegan. Well, let's start where you are, and let's try to help you transition to the next level. And you never know what kinds of doors of awareness open up as you do that.
Right. And aren't people supposed to eat a certain number of fruits and vegetables in a day?
I think if you just fill up, my eating program is called 10+10 for Life. And it's just to give people an idea, it's a lot of fruits and vegetables, not a little. And it's a matter of just filling up on fruits and vegetables and not worrying about how many, but filling up on the best food for you first.
Excellent. So when do you speak? Where will you be speaking?
At 2:45 in the Garden Room, Bob.
Okay, so if you're looking to lose weight, and who isn't, by eating a more healthy diet, come on down. This is the celebration. It's the 9th annual World Vegetarian Day weekend celebration at Golden Gate Park at 9th and Lincoln. And we have Steve Blake coming by here. Okay, okay, thanks. We'll see you later, Leslie. And Steve Blake. Okay, everybody say hello. Okay. Wait, this is airtime. We pay $600 an hour. We can't waste a single minute. Steve Blake's been on the show before, and you're going to be talking about fats, right? Everybody's into the omegas and all of that. And every radio commercial I hear says, you know, get fish oils, get your omegas, while we're actually depleting the oceans and consuming toxic contaminants. So, Steve, let's talk about fats, but we will talk about that after our break coming up. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and the website is goveganradio.com. And it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. The website is goveganradio.com. Today, coming to you live from the World Vegetarian Day weekend celebration at Golden Gate Park. It's the County Fair Building at 9th and Lincoln. Please come on down. It's only $6 to get in. Tomorrow, if you're an early bird, get here before 10:30 and you get in for free. We have wonderful speakers who are here. Food, you learn how to go vegan. It's not so strange to eat vegan foods. I think you've had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before in your life, perhaps. You've eaten potatoes, right? You say you have a beef with your turkey. By the way, I want you to know that special coverage on Green 960 online and radio of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society World Veg Day Weekend is made possible by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Visit PETA.org. Also, Vegan Essentials, the vegan superstore at veganessentials.com. And Primal Strip. You say you have a beef with your jerky, and now that you know it's mad and sad to be biting on bovine, how now? No cow? Primal Strips and Primal Sticks, meatless jerky, meaty satisfaction without the meat at Whole Foods and natural markets everywhere. Visit PrimalSpiritFoods.com and visit your market for smoked or pepperoni Primal Sticks or hickory smoked teriyaki, Texas barbecue, mesquite lime. Delicious, vegan, kosher, no preservatives, MSG, GMOs, or cholesterol, soy, seitan, shiitake. Voted Veg News Best of Show, Natural Products Best Natural Products Expo, and PETA Pragi for Best Vegan Snack. You want to try it? I have a bunch of them. I have a lot of them here for free. Come over to my table at the celebration right now going on in San Francisco. Steve Blake, we were going to have you come on here and talk to us about fats, you know? I mean, people are concerned about fats. You hear about the omegas, and give us a little clue what you're talking about, when you're going to talk about it at your lecture here today, too.
Hi, Bob. It's nice to see you again.
Great to see you, Steve. Yeah.
I'm going to talk about figuring out fats. People need to know more about what fats are and what fats do, and their choices, their dietary choices in fats make a big difference. And so what are the best fats? What are the worst fats? And are fish oils really good for you, or are they sort of a drug-like thing? I'm going to explain to people that you can go ahead and eat the right balance of dietary vegan fats and produce your own EPA and DHA. These are the two things in fish oil that people are trying to get, eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, big, long, complicated names. But basically, if we're healthy, we can make them inside our own body, but we need the starting material, so that involves possibly flax oil or walnuts or canola oil or something along those lines.
And fish aren't made out of these healthy oils. I mean, they get them from the food they eat, like algae, right?
Sometimes they get them from the food they eat. Bob, right now, most of the salmon is farmed, the vast majority, and those farm salmon are not eating algae, so they're not getting the DHA and the EPA that people think they're getting from those fish. In fact, those specific nutrients that people are looking for are very hard to get, and only mackerel, sardines, and salmon seem to have any appreciable amounts.
Okay, yeah. And we're depleting the oceans, basically, and there are the risks of contamination, heavy metals.
You know, whether the fish is farmed or whether it's wild, PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls, are common contaminants. DDT and DDE, of course, are commonly found in fish. The thing is, there's biomagnification, and the oils that the fish constantly eat are polluted, and so their livers become polluted. When you get fish oil, the chances of pollution are pretty high.
So eating fish may not be, it may not be the brain food after all. You know, get your daily supply of mercury. So, Steve, great talking to you. When do you talk today and where?
At 2:45 p.m. today on Saturday, I'm talking in the auditorium here at World Vegetarian Day.
Okay, come on down and see Dr. Blake a little bit later on this afternoon here. And a pleasure talking to you, Steve. Will Tuttle, good to see you stopping by here today. A pleasure to see you. Always great to see you. And you are the author of The World Peace Diet and a dynamic speaker. What's going on with you here today?
Thanks, Bob. It's great to be with you and to be here at the San Francisco Veg Festival. I'm speaking about the main ideas in my book, which are that if we understand the core of our culture, which is violence towards animals for food, and how that core has been injected into all of us as children through the violence in our daily meals, once we understand that, we can transform not only ourselves, but transform our culture so that we'll actually have the possibility to create a culture of peace, of justice, of sustainability, and of wisdom. And until we understand that, we will never have a possibility, because all of our efforts will be merely ironic. We'll be wanting peace for ourselves while we don't allow that to others, while we're actually torturing and killing other sentient beings. And so it's great to be here. It's great to be part of this movement. And I know that we are truly developing a world that is more connected to the truth that we are. So the World Peace Diet is based on compassion for all life, and also on eating organically grown foods, totally plant-based foods, and it's really our true nature, as you know, and as you always say.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that is our natural diet. And, you know, we have people listening on Green 960, progressive radio station, people who are for peace, against war. But, you know, they'll go to a peace march, and then afterward they'll talk about it with the blood of murder victims dripping down their chins. How can we make them understand? You know, I mean, Tolstoy said, as long as there are slaughterhouses, there will be battlefields.
Right. This is a basic universal spiritual teaching. In my book, I realized in the research I did, it goes back, the founders of all the religions, Mahavira in India, the Buddha, Jesus, everyone has emphasized the connection. It's very interesting, you know, the founders of the Unity Movement, Charles and Myrtle Fillmore, also said, as long as we have war, as long as we're eating animal foods, we will have war. And this is a basic understanding that our culture doesn't seem to get. And I think it's probably because, as you say, sometimes there's a certain addictive quality. It's both a physical addiction as well as a mental addiction. And so I think once we realize that there's great foods that are available, and we build communities, I think a lot of it's about building communities. So if we can build more communities, like this is a community we're at right now, where we have people coming together.
And this is a community of heroes, by the way. I mean, we always glorify the warriors, and, you know, Sarah Palin, she Bullwinkle breath goes out, you know, and we celebrate her for, she kills for fun. I mean, that's you know, now she wants to lead us into war, and those are the heroes in our society. I don't get it. We're, you know, the heroes are here today, the people who are working for peace.
Right. Exactly, Bob. And so I think the idea is to just question all the underlying assumptions of our culture, question that what the old heroes say, this obsolete mentality of violence and brutalizing animals, and to connect with the noble and uplifting spirit within all of us, and to celebrate that. I think this is really an event about celebration, and I think your program is also a program about celebration. So I just encourage everyone to, if you have a chance to go more deeply, and I know we all have a chance to go more deeply into exploring the underlying assumptions of our culture, read The World Peace Diet, listen to Bob Linden, and really join a movement of heroism and noble purpose, and we will transform this planet together.
Yeah, you were a great speaker. People can go to suprememastertv.com. We had the SOS conference on climate control. You need to see Will Tuttle's talk there. I mean, it was a standing ovation talk, really. So definitely check that out. And you have a website where people can...
Yeah, we have the website is just the name of the book, worldpeacediet.org. And visit us there. We also have a new one, worldpeacediet.net, where we're
getting together and with forums and with people are teaching classes on the World Peace Diet. It's a grassroots movement to veganize the United States, to get the whole country and the whole world to understand what veganism is and how liberating it is, how delicious it is, and how it's the only way to be alive on this planet is to eat a plant-based diet for ethical reasons. And so just do it.
Right. I mean, we're at war. We fight over resources. So it's a gallon of gasoline per pound of beef, and every American goes around for eating 70 pounds of beef a year. So we're in Arachnam for oil. It's for our meat habit, basically, and we fight over water also, and half of all water usage, half of all water pollution comes from meat and dairy, the most destructive force on our planet, and it is violence, even personal violence. There have been studies that there's a calcium-phosphorus imbalance that leads to personal belligerence. So even though we talk about it metaphorically, there's a scientific basis for, consuming blood, and the bloodthirst, and if we really want to be peaceful, we don't eat animals. We don't oppress the most, the most oppressed beings on Earth, who have no voice. They have no vote. So if we could get past speciesism as their, being property, and if only Dennis Kucinich, were more elevated and
he understands. The very first word for war on this planet is the old Sanskrit word gavya, which comes from the word go, which is cow. The word gavya means the desire for more cattle. And the wealthy elite from the beginning realized that when you want to get rich quick, you go to war, and it's this wealthy elite has been making money on war for the last 8,000 or 10,000 years because we're eating animal foods, and it's this needing more land, needing more resources for this, at the end of the day, to come home and eat animal food. So we have to understand that the roots of war are built into this culture, and the only way to get them out of this culture is to go vegan.
Yes, absolutely. So that's what we have to do, and we hope the progressive listeners are tuned in and hearing the message today of what we have to do. So Patty Brightman, yes, okay, you're here with your book. We have a minute or so. How to Eat Like a Vegetarian.
And the point is, all these heroes who inspire us leave us wanting to do it but not knowing how. And this book shows you how. This book will take anybody through a supermarket or a farmer's market and show you what to do with it. You don't need recipes. You don't need any special information. You just need a curious mind and a compassionate heart. And this book can show you how to prepare delicious meals in no time.
Right. Now, people always say to me, okay, you've convinced us to go vegan. Now what do we eat? So it's How to Eat Like a Vegetarian. Quickly, just say there was a chart in there.
There's a chart that lets you eat dinner without a recipe and teaches you how to throw together an easy meal by thinking. The name of the chart is the life-saving, time-saving, no-recipe dinner formula. And instead of chicken or meat or fish, you think pasta, potato, or grain. That's on the bottom. Top it with veggies, top it with a sauce, and you have an easy meal in 10 minutes any day of the week.
Perfect. Okay, going vegan is easy. Okay, go vegan. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Special coverage of the San Francisco Vegetarian Society World Vegetarian Day weekend celebration is being made possible by PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, PETA.org. Primal Strip, go to primalspiritfoods.com. Actually, come down here. We have lots of free samples, so check it out. Vegan jerky here. Also, Vegan Essentials. Go to veganessentials.com. It's the vegan superstore. And special thanks to Follow Your Heart, makers of Veginase, vegan gourmet cheese alternatives, and so much more. Please support this show with a donation online. It costs us thousands of dollars every week to purchase the airtime. Donate online at goveganradio.com or make your check payable to goveganradio/IHC. We're a project of International Humanities Center, 501c3. Mail your check to P.O. Box 475414, San Francisco, California 94147. We will continue with Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Okay, it's Go Vegan with Bob Linden. Special edition today happening at the County Fair Building in Golden Gate Park, which is 9th and Lincoln. I hope you'll come down here. We're happening till 6 o'clock. a great dinner, raw vegan organic dinner, and a cooked vegan dinner available here at the end of the day. It happens again tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Great speakers. You can take the Muni 6 or the 16, the 43, the 44, the 66, the 71, or the N Judah to get down here. And I want to thank Vegetarian House, Vegan Organic Cuisine in San Jose, 520 East Santa Clara. It's just one of the most amazing restaurants. So many people go there who aren't even vegan. They just love the food. And this would be a great introduction to you to check out the great cuisine there. You'll be amazed. You won't miss meat. You'll be happy that you got rid of it. So that's Vegetarian House, 520 East Santa Clara in San Jose. Spectacular dining there. Vegan, organic cuisine. You will enjoy it. Now, we have, we're very happy to report that a chain of vegan restaurants is opening around the world. Yes, indeed. Loving Hut Organic Vegan Cafe. The first one opened in Milpitas. It's at 650 Barber Lane. And that was the very first one anywhere on the globe. And now it's opened in Vietnam and Hong Kong and throughout Asia. And today is the grand opening. The grand opening in Palo Alto this weekend, yes, at 165 University Avenue, Palo Alto. Loving Hut is opening today. Organic Vegan Cafe. It's right there in the middle of everything. Grand opening this weekend. Loving Hut. Go to lovinghut.us. You can go to vegetarianhouse.us. And also, by the way, Loving Hut is opening in San Francisco in about a week in Chinatown at 1365 Stockton Street. So you'll definitely want to check that out. The food is great. And we also like to thank Explorers Bounty for supporting this radio program through advertising. Please support the sponsors. Explorers Bounty giving us great organic coffee and tea. Oh, the artisan chocolates, unbelievable. I had the chocolate-covered cashews and the chocolate-covered macadamias. Totally heaven. Totally heaven. Okay, so our special coverage today is being sponsored by PETA. Go to PETA.org, and People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Ingrid Newkirk has a new book out, and it's called One Can Make a Difference. You're going to want to check out this book, and I'll have to have Ingrid on the show again in the in the next few weeks. I'm happy to tell you that her book is available through PETAcatalog.org. You know, most people feel that they can't bring around real change in the world, and there are over 50 essays in this book, some by celebrities such as Kevin Bacon, Martina Navratilova, and Brigitte Bardot. Others are just regular folks who make a difference in the world, and we all face challenges in our lives, but you can make the world a better place. Check out the new book from Ingrid Newkirk, president of PETA. One Can Make a Difference. Order it online from petacatalog.org or look for it at your local bookstore. Come down and see me here today. We're at the County Fair Building, San Francisco Vegetarian Society, having its 9th annual World Veg Day weekend celebration, and also sponsored by In Defense of Animals, IDAUSA.org. We're walking through the main hallway here, and looking for one of the main speakers who's going to be at the event. And here he is now. It looks like a lot of busy interaction going on here with Howard Lyman. Howard Lyman, the mad cowboy. And hi, how are you? We're live on Green 960 right now in San Francisco, and talking to Howard Lyman. And what are we? Are we selling books here? We have,
Absolutely. We have the book, The Story of My Life, Mad Cowboy.
Mad Cowboy, yeah. Yes. You have to come out and see Howard. He's here at a table, and he's talking tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the auditorium. The book is Mad Cowboy. It'll change your life. And by the way, Howard was the co-conspirator with Oprah Winfrey in trying to protect our Constitution, and he went through the trial with the Texas Cattlemen's Association. We owe our constitutional rights to Howard Lyman. although they still seem to be getting just trampled away by the minute. His book is Mad Cowboy. He also has another book, No More Bull, and the videos, and your lecture, your 2007 lecture. So what are you going to be talking about here at the World Vegetarian Day weekend celebration, Howard?
I'm going to talk to people about how to live longer and healthier. You know, if they'll come and invest an hour in what we have to say, they can live 7 to 9 years longer and healthier, because it's never too late to do something that's right. And by the time you take the animal protein out of your diet, all of a sudden the body starts to rejuvenate, getting better. I'm telling you what, Bob, the only reason I'm alive today as an ex-cattleman is because I no longer eat them anymore.
Right, and Howard Lyman is a fourth-generation cattle rancher who is now the leading proponent for going vegan. And, you know, you have poultry inspectors. They won't touch any chicken, you know. I mean, here's somebody in the know. Hear it from a fourth-generation cattle rancher. Howard, I learned a couple of things from you that really shocked me. In this age of mad cow disease, that one bite of a burger can be fatal. You say the size of a peppercorn. And the other thing I learned from you was that dogs and cats, the euthanized dogs and cats, somehow make it into the human food chain.
Well, without a doubt. You know, the city of Los Angeles alone, 200 tons of euthanized dogs and cats a month are fed, ground up and fed back to cows. And here we are out there eating our euthanized pets. You know, it's way too late for us to look at it and say, I'm not going to do what's right. Come on, give a listen to what's going on here. You can change your life.
Right. And what is going right? What's the right thing to do?
Well, the right thing to do is eat nothing with a face, liver, or a mother.
Right. Eat no one who lived, no one who had a face, a mother, or a bowel movement, too, actually. Actually, well, the E. coli, you know, a lot of the, you know, it's the digestive tract. Thank you, Howard, and you're talking tomorrow, 4 o'clock. And Howard's here all day today. Come out to his table. Hi, Dixie May.
A wonderful person I want you to meet. She's going to be speaking later today about Ecoville. Okay. This is Azalea.
Yes,
hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you, Mr. Linden?
Good to meet you.
What we're doing is we're doing an eco-village, and the eco-village is multicultural, merging youth with elders in the forest, as well as here in Oakland, California. And the whole purpose is to teach live food. We have natural building, organic classes, and things like that. And we have a new book out called Boogers in Your Nose for the Children that the children have made up, and part of the profits goes towards that Green Soul Eco Village.
Okay, very interesting. Okay. And when are you talking?
We're talking at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock today, okay.
And we love the
children. Yeah, we have two children. One is talking about alternatives to fur, and the other one's talking about recycling at 4 o'clock, and they're part of the Green Soul Eco Village.
Alternatives to fur, okay. Fur is not a fabric. Wear your own skin, right? So, okay, thanks for talking to us today. Okay, come on down here. We're at the County Fair Building, 9th and Lincoln. I have my my bumper sticker, Eat Republicans, Not Animals. Make a donation. It would be nice if we can raise the money to cover the cost of the show here. Yeah. Hi, so, and what are you going to be doing here later today? What's your name?
My name is Sasha, and I'm going to be talking about recycle.
Recycling, okay, that's the thing to do. Recycling is important, but the best thing you can do for the environment is to go vegan. You really can't be a meat-eating environmentalist. You know, you can't say, oh, look, I'm recycling the wrapper for my Oscar Mayer wiener package. That doesn't work. You got to go vegan. We're just about out of time on the show today. We'll have other features throughout the day. It's Go Vegan with Bob Linden, goveganradio.com. And it's a little noisy, so are we still on? Let me hear in the studio how much time we might have. Or time to wrap. Okay, well, it's been a pleasure. Hope to see you down here. Come on down. Hey, it's National Primate Liberation Week coming up next week, Thursday the 16th, demonstration at UCSF. So please be there. Again, it's Go Vegan Radio. Thanks for listening.